Thank you, Regina. So today, we are going to have the opportunity to share our t-shirts with each other. And looking out at all of you, I see a lot of t-shirts in the crowd. So I anticipate we'll have quite a bit of sharing. But before we get to that, since I have a history degree from Bradley University, I don't want to let this opportunity go by without telling you a brief history of t-shirts. You may or may not know that t-shirts have been around a long time. Their origin story actually begins with what was called union suits. And in case you're not familiar with those were the full-length knit undergarments that were basically like onesies, long-sleeved and long-legged onesies for grown-ups, or maybe like footy pajamas without the feet. But in the late 1800s, laborers began cutting their union suits in half so that they could be cooler in the warmer months of the year. Let's fast forward to 1898 with the Spanish-American War. And during that time, the first manufactured t-shirts came about, and those were soon adopted as the official undershirt of the United States Navy, and other military branches soon followed suit. In 1920, F. Scott Fitzgerald, in his novel, This Side of Paradise, was the first to use the term t-shirts in a way that anybody else would know about. And that's when the term t-shirt entered the English language. See, that's your fun fact for today that you can take with you when you leave. Moving forward, t-shirts ended up becoming popular among military personnel because their branches adopted it as their undershirt. And then veterans ended up establishing the t-shirt as a symbol of masculinity, and it became popular among civilians too. And the word about the t-shirt spread to the point that it became part of just casual, casual clothing as well as undergarments. And of course, the capitalist world jumped on board with this. And Sears Department Store actually had an ad reaching out to people in a way that kind of blended the military history of the t-shirt with the coolness factor. So they ran an ad, actually, and this ad referred to gob style. And if those of you in the audience are not familiar with what the word gob means, it's slang for sailor. So they ran an ad that advertised gob style all-purpose shirt. And the slogan was, it's an undershirt. It's an outer shirt. You could use it for camping, sports, work. So spreading the t-shirt out into the mainstream. But then Hollywood stepped in. And in the 1950s, movie icons, including Marlon Brando in A Streetcar Named Desire and James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause, wore t-shirts on the outside, just as shirts. And it became a symbol of rebellion and nonconformity. But eventually, women jumped on board that t-shirt train too. And Hollywood stepped in again. So Audrey Hepburn, for example, Marilyn Monroe, and some of their iconic film roles popularized the t-shirt among women as a fashion statement. Moving forward into the 1960s and 70s, screen printing became more popular and more accessible to the masses. I remember doing a screen printing of a t-shirt when I was in camp at Glen Oak Park in the 1970s. So it became more accessible just to the ordinary person. And t-shirts were pretty inexpensive. So it was kind of the great equalizer of fashion. Pretty much anybody could get a t-shirt. And activists, including hippies, college students, and punk rock bands, all sorts of people in the counterculture world adopted t-shirts as a way to spread their message. And by the way, thinking of the hippie era, 60s and 70s, I'd just like to give a quick shout out to Kathy McNeil, who chose the music for today's service. And you might notice that some of the tunes that she has picked and she's performing are from that era, the 60s and 70s. So quick shout out to Kathy. Yay. So you might notice we have some t-shirts on display here. And we might not agree with all the messages on here, but that's part of being a UU. One of our values is the freedom to think for ourselves, right? And this is where the opportunity for you to share your t-shirt comes in. We'd love to have you, those of you who are interested in sharing your t-shirt, can come up to the front. There's some seats here. I'd love to hear all about what your t-shirt means to you, especially if you can connect it to UU values in some way, in a quick 60-second soundbite. If you want to talk more about your t-shirt, maybe after the service, that's a way, like a conversation starter with other people who are here. I'm going to start. So the t-shirt I'm wearing has butterflies on the front, and it says, "Stop the Storm." Quick reminder for myself as well as you, please speak into the microphone, but you can step to the side to show off your shirt. The front says, "Stop the Storm," and on the back, it refers to thyroid storm. And I chose this shirt in honor of the daughter of a friend of mine from grade school and high school. This young woman passed away several years ago from a thyroid storm. And why this shirt is connected to UU values for me is because it's about supporting each other in the most challenging times of our lives. And that's one thing that I think our UU community really excels at. So those of you who'd like to share your t-shirts with the congregation, if you'd like to come up here and sit in this first row of benches, there's also some chairs here if you'd rather do that. We will start calling people up to show off your t-shirts and talk about them a little bit. So we have one person so far. This is about diversity of viewpoints. I see a lot of interesting shirts in the audience here, and I'd love to hear more about them. So no pressure though. Freedom to think for yourself. No pressure, but I would love more of you to share what's on your t-shirt. Okay, so if the spirit moves you, so to speak, feel free to keep coming on down. So I would love it, Jessamine, if you would come up and tell us what's on your t-shirt and share a little bit about why it's meaningful to you. Like quick 1 minute, sure.
Believe it or not, when I was choosing what to wear today, this shirt I consider a happy accident because today was a t-shirt theme day. And also, we're in the middle of the World Cup, and this represents the entire world of the World Cup and the USA being a melting pot of people who come here to adapt to our culture and way of life. And we build bridges.
Thanks, Jessamine. I almost forgot something. Go figure. When you share about your t-shirt, we'd love to hear what you have to say if it's related to some kind of social justice cause, for instance, or a particular policy that you feel strongly about. However, please steer clear of mentioning any specific people by name, including political figures, because we'd love to keep this uplifting and focus on connection rather than stirring up controversy. So with that in mind, let's see. Tom Malone sitting there. Please come on up.
Hello. Well, I wish I had something prepared. But clean and says we the people. I got this after being in a 501. Boy, there's a lot of echo. 501. Rally, protest. And what did you say, Tim? Anyway, So it does say We the People. And when I look at the shirt, I think of We the People rather than large corporations, rather than other people who are very influential in our political process. Fundamentally, it is us, you know, and I mean, it's we as we were. Is this in the Constitution? We the People? I think it is. But I think it's, I guess I think, you know, just to correspond, just to go against the all those other political influences.
Thank you, Tom. And next we have Jacob. All right.
Yeah, this is a Carhartt shirt. It is good for union people, working people, and going on what Tom was just saying about working with the people and labor and working class stuff. Just, this is a shirt for working class people. I've owned it for years. Don't remember, I probably got it as a hand-me-down from my dad. Had it for years. It's just a good shirt. Yeah. Union flavor.
Thanks, Jacob. And I'm sorry, I need new glasses. I can't read your name today. Robert. Okay, Robert. Please join us up here to share your t-shirt.
Regina suggested sitting and taking a deep breath. And today I thought that might not be the best advice, particularly if you're outside, which is a good reminder that we all breathe the same air. And climate action, you know, people complain about things, complain about the weather. But they say, well, we can't do anything about the weather. Well, that's not true. We can do something about the way the weather is changing, the way the climate's changing. So climate action now, you can take action. And in fact, I have some cards that you can fill out today to send to the county board to promote clean energy, specifically wind energy. So if you'd like to see me after the service, I'll give you one of these cards and you can fill it out and we can maybe take some action. So, thank you.
Terrific, thank you, Robert. And up next to share a brief story about t-shirt, we have Amy.
My t-shirt says, Unapologetic Ally. I have been an ally of the LGBTQ plus community for a very long time. When I was in college, one of my friends very terrifiedly came out to me. He was really scared that his friends would reject him. And hurt my heart that he would think that knowledge would change anything between us. And so, you know, since the early 90s, it's been a cause that's dear to my heart. And now, as you know, I have a trans son who I love dearly, and I'm glad that it wasn't a difficult stretch at all for me to fully accept my child. And I think that this represents UU values in our search for equity and equality.
Well, Wonderful, Amy. Thank you. Greg, would you like to share?
Well, this shirt is the result of being choosing to be a householder yogi, a family person. In 1977, I hooked up with a lady, and together we raised a son. I just want to mention, raising a family is a noble lifestyle and occupation. And if you want to change the world, raise the next generation with loving hearts, empathy, and social responsibility. And you can have a lot of, well, there can be trials and tribulations, but there can be some fun rides along the way with your kids. This shirt, my son loves football, loves sports, and he played football for Stark County. We lived in Wyoming, Illinois. And as a sophomore, the team went to the state championship. And as a parent, all those games, we would say, oh, just win one more game and we'll be happy. And they went all the way to state. They were runner up. They didn't win it. But it was a joy and something in my life I'll never forget as a family person. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Greg. Mary, would you like to come up? You could use the ramp if you want to.
Well, my t-shirt is plain and simple. It says free mom hugs. It's a new. Now, I never usually have that problem. Panda got it for me. She's my chosen daughter. My chosen family has always been better than everybody else. And that includes everyone here. I had a hard time deciding what shirt to wear because Regina knows I was out yesterday and everybody was out yesterday with me. I had on a black shirt, and it said, let them serve, which was to stand for the LGBTQI military. So wearing this today, MD wants a hug, come and get them, because I'm full of love and energy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. I know I'm going to want to snag one of those free mom hugs after the service. And then it looks like last we have Kathy. Please come up. We have Kathy times two here, Kathy Jones.
As you can see, my shirt has monkeys on it. And the reason I have a shirt with monkeys is because I've been to the Amazon a couple of times and had the pleasure of going to Monkey Island, where they rescue baby monkeys that have lost their mother. And the funny part was there was like 20 of us going on a boat to the island. And my guide said, now, Kathy, he says, don't be surprised that one of the monkeys might approach you because they miss their mom. And I'm thinking, oh, there's 20 of us. That's not going to happen to me. Well, I was the only one who had a howler monkey, decided to come up to me, tap me on my leg, and wanted a hug, and I was carrying the howler monkey around with me the whole time. Nobody else had a monkey on their hip. Then, as we're getting our lecture, another funny incident was we're under a tree to be in the shade. We're in the Amazon. Spider monkey decides to always swing by and push off me, then push off me. And I'm like, what the heck? It's just so funny. So I kind of think maybe I didn't evolve enough and I still have a lot of monkey in me or something. So I really had a lot of time at Monkey Island, and I'll be seeing some monkeys again in January in the Brazilian Amazon. So
Okay, we have a Kathy Encore. Thank you, Kathy Jones. Now we have Kathy McNeil.
My name is Kathy McNeil. My pronouns are she, her. I was asked, my shirt says, defend our rights. Gosh, it's so, was that the thing? Defend our choice. Yeah, okay. I was asked to help with lobbying. For holding on to our bodily autonomy, at least as in the state of Illinois, we actually have codified women's rights and bodily autonomy in some of the legislation. So I went to Springfield. They had it set up to give me a ride down there, and we went around to the offices of our representatives to just emphasize how important we see that it is to hold on to our bodily autonomy, like for women, for the queer community, for all of us. And within our UU values, that would be, because part of them is healing our world, and especially now when many of the rights of people have noticeably been, taken away or ignored. And then also embracing freedom. We value embracing freedom, which certainly applies to our choice in, especially as an adult, to choose how we've decided to make those choices about what we do in the doctor's office. And so that's why I have this shirt, and that's why I went to Springfield.
I love this service because I have all kinds of t-shirts and a lot of them are worn out, so I don't wear them here, but I love letting people know like who I am through my t-shirts. Like some of my favorites are "The Patriarchy Kills My Vibe" and "Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Demental Human Rights." The one I have on today says "Resist" from Penzi Spices. I love Penzi Spices, but "Resist," so resist. Resist hate. Resist inequality. Resist fascism.
Thank you, Regina. So you've heard a lot about a lot of t-shirts today, and I really kept hearing things that I think really go along well with what it means to be a UU. We use the term t-shirt theology to describe this service, but you might have noticed we didn't really hear anybody talk about their t-shirt and talk about any specific religious figure. In UU world, I've observed that theology and spirituality and religion even can be about a lot more than belief in a specific deity or a specific creed. And I think that the way our folks shared what their t-shirts mean to them really encompasses a lot of what spirituality and the UU denomination and this congregation are about. Heard people talk about family, heard people talk about protecting the climate and making choices that can make the planet better, even just a little bit, to make a difference in what the weather is. I heard someone talk about representing the values that this country was established upon in a time when those principles are being threatened. I heard someone talk about the global picture, lots of different countries represented on their shirt. And we recognize, as UUs, that we're not just here in the Peoria area, but we're part of a larger world. And caring for that larger world is something that's important to us. I heard someone tell some interesting things about a monkey adventure. And heard people talk about being an ally and being part of the LGBTQIA+ community. And I think an important part of being a UU, at least to me, not trying to force my beliefs on you, but is showing up for people in our most vulnerable communities, and embracing people for from all backgrounds, that diversity that we value so much. So there's a lot of theology in t-shirts, whether you even thought about it that way or not. And as I mentioned earlier, I'd love to talk to you about what your t-shirt means after the service, or maybe this can be a way to start conversations with each other. So I see a lot of more t-shirts in the audience, and I am interested to know what those are about. I thank you all for sharing your t-shirts, and those of you who chose not to come up here to talk about your shirt for whatever reason, I appreciate you as well. One of the things I love most about this congregation, that's a stark contrast to my personal religious upbringing, is that it's okay to wear t-shirts to church. Gasp! And not just on T-Shirt Theology Sunday. I wear t-shirts pretty much every Sunday because I can. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate your participation. And keep wearing t-shirts. Thank you all.